Welcome to another episode of The Nettle Patch. Today, we dive into a realm that many cat owners are all too familiar with, but perhaps haven't thought much about innovating. Cat litter. Meet Sue, who's looking to change the game and bring a fresh perspective to this essential product. Let's see if she can convince our nettles with her perfect pitch.
Good morning, nettles. Thank you for inviting us in to tell us a bit about our business. So, my name's Sue. I'm the co-owner of The Smallest Limited, trading as Olove. So my friend and I set this business up 18 months ago, and we kind of got to the stage in our lives where we wanted to do something. We wanted to start a business. We got a bit more time on our hands, and we wanted, after a lot of deliberation, we decided we wanted to do something about change. So we looked at, we thought we wanted to produce products which on their own made small change, but collectively, if a lot of people used them, bought them, it could make big change. So Olove is our first and flagship product, and it's a cat litter produced only from the pit of the olive. So when the olive oil is made, the pulp's taken off, we use the stone from the middle. It's cleaned, dried, milled and crushed, and it produces this. So you can take it out and have a look at it, have a feel of it.
How do you learn? Sorry, I'm not allowed to ask questions yet, am I? How did you learn about all this?
Well, interestingly, when we were doing our research to find a product, we found a thesis from a student in Australia who had been studying environmental issue.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we read the thesis and we thought,
oh, interesting.
I think there's something in that, you know, that we could do. So we had my friend has a huge kitchen aisle in her table, like the size of this, and we bought every cat litter on the market and we tested it. Mm. We crushed our stones and did our bit, and then we had them all over the kitchen table, and we realised that ours was actually quite tactile. It was it felt like a nice product to have in the house. It was, we had to work on the absorbency because obviously that matters to people. You know, you need to have it. There's a lot of things that people look for, and cat owners like absorbency and they like fluffy.
Right.
So there's quite a lot of work to do around that. But after several months of hard work, we arrived at this, and we're really pleased with the end result. So currently in the UK, there are about 12 million cat owners, and they produce about 2.5 million tons of cat litter a year, which goes to landfill. So our aim with this was to produce a cat litter that's biodegradable. So when you've used cat litter and it goes in your refuse collection,
yeah,
it will go to landfill, but it will biodegrade. So we also do...
As opposed to the main...
Well, the clay, the thing with the clay is, which most people use, yeah, because it's cheap.
Oh, right.
But, you know, to make clay litter, you have to clear all the vegetation from the land, and then they strip mine it, and they put additives in it to make it clump, which is all what consumers want, you know, but the end result is it's like sending a cup or a plate to landfill. It will just sit there for hundreds of years because it's like you're putting that cup in.
Yeah.
It just doesn't biodegrade, whereas the natural products, and we're not the only one, there's lots of other natural products, but natural products will biodegrade, yeah, in landfill in about 8 months, I think, is roughly what they say. But we're also selling compostable poop bags as well. So if you use the poop bags, the cornstarch poop bags biodegrade in 3 to 6 months. So rather than putting it in a plastic bag, if you use cornstarch, it's a much quicker process.
Are they poop bags for dogs or are they like...
They're for cats or dogs.
Oh, okay.
But we try and encourage people to put the litter in the poop bag as well. So that,
right. Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, so that when it goes in your bin,
yeah,
and goes to landfill, it will, all of it will biodegrade. And also that's why you're waiting for paper sacks, because, you know, they're not... The plastic sacks are really attractive. And again, we did... There's a mix... It's a mixture themselves and lick their paws. And So there's nothing in this that can, if they ingest it, that is harmful to them at all. It's very safe. It's also not got any fragrance added to it. So some commercial litters have citrus or what's the other one? Lavender added.
I thought cats didn't like the smell of citrus.
They don't. And they don't like, you know, if cats could choose, they would choose natural because they've got quite a strong sense of smell as well. I'm sure if they had a choice, they would not choose lavender or citrus. They would choose natural.
It's for the homeowner, isn't it?
Yeah, but we've worked with a panel of testers from day one, really, and they've been fantastic. They've sort of...
How many people?
About, in total, probably about 20.
Oh.
We had a couple of ladies, a fantastic lady called Cynthia Stogden, bless her, who bought our product right from the beginning. And, you know, she's obviously quite elderly, but...
After laying out her vision, Sue delves deep into the science behind her product. Let's unravel the intriguing chemistry that promises to revolutionise cat litter.
The olive stones contain isoprenoids. Now, isoprenoids are similar to the active chemical nepetalactone, which is very similar to catnip.
Okay.
So if anybody's ever had a cat, you'll know if you give a cat a bit of catnip in an old sock or something, they'll play with it for hours. Then we believe that's why they've not... You know, a lot of people said to us, you have to be really careful because cats are really fussy and they don't like changing the litter. But we haven't experienced that, touch wood, so far. You know, and we think it may be because of this isoprenoid that it's very similar to catnip. And,
right.
You know, that's... They like catnip. So,
yeah.
So I've explained how we produce it.
Paulie, you all right? Just had some cat.
A brief pause as Paula recovers from a slight coughing fit. With a nod and a smile, she signals she's okay. Let's get back to Sue for a captivating pitch.
Yes, it is. It is.
Spent a lot of time on the bag itself.
And the combination and the cat with the olive nose as well. It's really...
On our website, we had... I can't remember what you call them now, but it's a little walking cat, and it's got this face like this. Mm. It's so cute.
So is the concept of olive based cat litter something that you can patent or?
Well, we looked into that, but apparently we can't do it, and I can't remember the reason why.
What's your competition? What does the competition look like? Are there any other olives in the country?
No, there's natural cat litter, coconut husk, pea husk, wheat.
These are all your competitors.
Yeah, I mean, there's
but what's the difference? Sorry to interrupt you, but what's the big difference between they and you?
I think big difference with us is that we produce from a byproduct.
Right.
So we're not cutting anything down. We're not cutting trees down to make it. We're not digging up clay. We're not digging up the ground.
What would happen to olive stones normally?
Well, they're discarded.
Right. Yeah,
you know. So I think they are starting to use them in biomass now, though, as well, in biomass fuel. I think there's a move towards that. But you know, the olive stones have been harvested every year for hundreds of years, and the trees are just amazing. You know, if you ever go to an olive grove. We were out in Greece this year, and they are just amazing. The trees last for hundreds of years. You know, they're so robust. So that's why we think we're truly sustainable.
Yeah.
Whereas people make that claim, but we feel we are because we know that we've got. We negotiate with mills with olive places in Portugal.
Where do they come from?
Give them your sales. I mean, how long have you been selling? It is on the market, isn't it?
We started in March this year, so we started the business a year ago in March. But to be honest, it took us, you know, actually getting the product right, doing the packaging.
But you actually launched in March?
We launched in March, just on our own website. Yeah. So we've got it in our local store in Malton. We've got it on the Range website.
Have you? That's well done you. Well done you.
We're talking to a small firm in Fakenham in Del South. We've just sent some to a refillery firm, which we're really interested, who don't use packaging.
Just fill up your own container.
It's our ethos really well. So they basically have a tub, and we've sent them about 50 kilograms of product, and they'll sell it by the litre.
Right.
So, you know, just scoop it.
Fantastic. What sort of marketing have you managed to do to date, whether it be through PR or online? I mean, have you done much marketing of it? Or
well, we had... I mean, the whole online marketing thing is so difficult to get into because we're competing with some big players who've got deep pockets, and the whole Google Ads thing, you know, to start with, how it was explained to us was you pay for your Google Ads and then you work on your SEO, your search engine optimization, and then as your search engine optimization spend goes up, your Google Ads come down.
Right. But who's the guru in you, between the two of you, when it comes to to do with online stuff, or are you just learning? Is it?
We're just learning.
Okay, no,
who is probably pushing it?
No, I didn't mean it wrongly. What I mean is that's where there could be help. You see?
Oh, you know, absolutely.
That this is exactly what Jane does.
Yeah,
Jane.
Saw the competition.
Jane.
Saw the competition. We both said, you know, like, this could be really good for us because we really want to start doing the trade shows as well, the pet trade show.
Right. And you haven't done any so far?
We did one last year in Sandown, but to be honest, we weren't... I think if we'd done it this year, we would have been a lot more prepared for it. You know, we were still kind of developing.
Yeah. Does it look like financially at the moment? Are you selling the cat litter online?
The sales are building up month on month. You know, we're only into month 5 or 6, I think.
Can you give me an idea of what sort of level you're at?
We're probably making about 10 sales a month at the moment.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to ask you the question. You've got strong branding. You've got a nice website. What is it you've entered this competition for?
What we've entered the competition for is... really a review of what we've got,
okay,
and marketing advice. You know, we thought we might be able to get some marketing advice from you in terms of like a review of the website,
yep,
some digital marketing advice, and you know, help with products for pet shows, you know, the trade pet shows,
yep,
because they're such big, so professional, you know, when you go to them, everything is so professional there, you know, that to stand out, you really have to have a presence. So it was really for the, you know, thinking about moving forward. And also we're just reaching out to local retailers as well. So obviously the radio campaign.
Yes.
For us, yeah, be massive as well, mm-hmm, because we're just in the next few weeks, we're going to be going out to local retailers as well. Probably, you know, like York, Harrogate.
Yes, yeah.
And all that.
Have you got a financial business plan?
We have, yeah. It's changed quite a few
times. They always do.
We have. And we're just looking at taking on an intern, actually, from the University of York.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some help with that. And one of the things that we want him or her to do is look at a marketing strategy for us.
So it's just the two of you at the moment?
It is.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
And do you? Is it yourselves that actually produce the product, or do you outsource that?
That's outsourced. We buy the product ground to a certain level, and then we do the final grind ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if this grows and scales, that's a...
Right. No, we're going to love to, you know... scale up as the business grows, but initially...
I'll share quickly this one. Mary.
But you talked about this being your flagship product. I don't know if you've already covered it. Have you got ideas for other products?
We've been so engrossed with this, you know, that we think maybe that's going to be next year before we start looking at other products. But it would be along the same kind of thing. It's like, we want it to be everyday products that Just if we can convince consumers to make a small change, so from clay to natural, it would make a big difference to the environment. So it would be something along those, you know, it would have to fit with those ethos, whatever we chose to.
At this moment in time, how active are you on social media in terms of promoting the product?
Well, we're not very active at the moment, and hence why we're looking for the intern.
Right.
That will be one of the roles that we'll give them.
That wraps up Sue's innovative approach to cat litter. From the granules to the science behind it, she certainly left an impression. Stay tuned for tomorrow's pitch as another contender steps into the nettle patch arena. See you then.